This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. We're originating from Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And it's just me today. I'll be talking about some tips from my book, some of my thoughts on the corona panic. And if you'd like to weigh in, if you'd like to call in and talk about what your observations are with regarding the corona panic, I'd love to hear from them. But what I don't want to hear about, and if you, you can call censoring if you want, but I do not want to hear of the conspiracy theories. I don't want to hear it. And the reason I don't want to hear it is I believe that those theories, spending time, wasting time on the conspiracy theories, will prevent you from preparing as well as you might. So it's not that I totally disbelieve the conspiracy theories. I think they have some validity. I really do. And any and all may be true. I've heard about all of them, unless there's a new one in the last 3 minutes. And I think they can absolutely be true. I'm not debating that. But I don't want to waste the time that you can spend preparing to survive it on talking about whodunit. If you'd like to call and weigh in on what you are doing to prepare, I'd love to hear about it. The telephone number, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a telephone listen line that's up and running while we are live, and that number is provided by Global Star, and that number is 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418, and back to that call-in line if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Really, and I'd love to hear what you're doing about preparing for this. But not the conspiracy theories, please. There are plenty of other talk radio shows that would love to hear what your thoughts are on the conspiracy theories. And maybe even the conspiracy facts. But we're not talk radio. We're do radio. We're going to teach you how to do things. And Gwyneth Isaacs would say, "Hello, Vincent. How are you today?" David in Illinois would say, "How you doing?" Joey in Michigan would just start talking. Norm Shealy would say, "Yes." So I'm going to tell you that my thoughts. Recently, very recently, I've lost a number of my close friends. People whom I've spent years with. People whom I've spent a lot of time with. People who have come to the farm. And they've walked away from me. And they've walked away for several reasons. And I'll tell you what these five main reasons are. And I can't fix these reasons. I cannot fix them. One reason is I would not compromise my morals to get them out of a jam that they put themselves in. So people have asked me to do things for them that go against my morals and my values and integrity. I won't do it. even though they're my friends. If they were my friends, I don't think they'd ask me to do those things. They would say, you know what, I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't do these things even though I got myself in a jam. And even though you could help me get out of it, I know you won't do it because it's a conflict with your morals and values. So that's one reason that I've lost some friends. Another reason is they've cheated me, or they've cheated my family multiple times. Now, here at the Finelli household, we used to be slow learners. You know, we used to turn the cheek and turn the cheek until we were black and blue and bleeding and broken. We don't do that anymore. So people who have cheated me are no longer my friends, and I won't let them cheat me anymore, so they've walked away. And there are people who cannot be trusted to carry out their end of an agreement because they've demonstrated situational morality and or situational ethics many times. So if they say, yeah, but I know we agreed to do that, but you know, things are different now. Times have changed. You know, it's not the same. Those people who have just decided they are not going to hold up their end of the bargain when they absolutely positively could, they're no longer my friends either. And then there are those who have spied on us and snooped and took liberties, went on tour of my house when I wasn't home. They're no longer my friends either. How can you trust someone who snoops through your house when you're not home? How can you do that? I can't. And then that was the fourth reason. The fifth reason is they disagree with me about the reality of the coronavirus and the ensuing corona panic. And I don't get it. For the life of me, I don't understand. How is it possible that if someone said to you, you know, I think there's this disease coming, I think it's going to be really serious, I think there's going to be supply chain shortages, I think life is going to change. It won't be the same as what we're used to. How is it possible that if someone received that advice and they were advised to go get some provisions, oh, maybe some cans of beans, cans of corn, some flour, some yeast, maybe pick up a used bread machine, maybe get a freezer, maybe start storing some meat, you know, in the good old days when you could still do these things. If they received advice like that, how is it possible that they would say, you know what, yeah, it'll be okay? How's that possible? How is it possible that people would avoid that kind of information when the signs were all around them that this is serious, this is real? Why is it that they didn't buy a case, just one case of 12 cans of baked beans? Why? 49 cents a can, 12 cans, roughly $6 with tax. And what's the worst thing that could happen? You'd have to eat it, right? So you buy baked beans that you like. You put them in your cupboard. And you're going to eat them anyway, right? Everybody eats baked beans. No. Americans on the East Coast are used to shopping, you know, once a day, a couple times, three or four times a week. That's what they do. And if you ask them, y'all have some food? Oh, yeah, I got lots. How much? Months. You have food in your refrigerator? Yeah, months. Yeah, we're good. But really, when they open that refrigerator, they look there and they stand there and their children look there and they stand there with the door open and they go, there's nothing to eat. But yet they believe they have a lot of food. So for $6 they could have and should have bought a case of beans, and another $6 a case of corn, and another $6 a case of green beans. And when it was on sale, they could have bought some bacon. I'm not saying bacon's good for you. But you know what? If you're really hungry, it's pretty good. Even when you think of the nitrates and the nitrites. And you can easily fix that. And I'll tell you how to do that. All you have to do, and we eat bacon, not a lot, but we do. Take a pan of water, and you put your bacon strips in there, and you boil it. You boil it, and what happens is the hot water helps release the nitrates and the nitrites from the bacon. And you can do that twice. Now what I do is I don't want to pour that fat-laden water with the nitrates and nitrites down the drain. I don't want to do that. So I take the bacon out, and I take that pot and pan, and I walk to the driveway, which is nothing but stone, crushed stone, and I throw it on the driveway. It volatilizes, doesn't cause any problems, and the dogs don't seem to want to eat the driveway, because they do smell it. And then I put the bacon that went through the first run in some more water. Actually, I use ProPure filtered water. And I do it again. Now I've gotten most of the nitrates and the nitrites out of the water. And then you can cook it in the traditional way, in a frying pan. And if you want to use a bacon press, that's great. Or if you want to cook it in the oven, that's great. But I suggest that you consider not wasting extra fuel. If you have propane and you're heating with propane and you don't know when the next refill is going to come, if ever, don't waste your propane on your oven, because you're using an enormous amount of propane as compared with the top burner of your stove, if you have a propane stove. Now, if you have natural gas, who cares, right? It's just money. And you're not in charge of the supply anyway. So I'm actually being a little facetious by saying who cares. Of course I care. But what I'm saying is it's not like when they run out, they're going to run out regardless of what you do of natural gas in that big tank in that city. And if the grid goes down, it's going to go down whether or not you cooked with your oven or not. Your usage of electricity is insignificant in the greater scheme of things. I'm not saying that it's okay to waste anything. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's not going to cause a big problem. So if you have a reason to use your stove, use it. But don't waste anything. Don't waste electricity. Don't waste natural gas. And don't waste your propane supply. So what we do is, if we cook bacon, we cook it on the stovetop with a press. And sometimes you can use a semi-flat lid over the bacon in your frying pan, and that holds it down rather than having the bacon spatter everywhere. That's the way I do it. I have a bacon press, but the darn thing is rectangular. It's cast iron, it's rectangular, and it doesn't fit in a pot. So I've got to take a saw or grinder and round out the edges and make it fit. I haven't done that yet because that wasn't a priority yet, but someday I will. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. And I'm giving you some random thoughts, and I'm going to weave in and out my thoughts about the corona panic, the coronavirus, and tips from my unpublished, unwritten...
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sue Holland, welcome. You're on with just me.
Thank you again, Vincent. I just wanted to apologize for not being clear yesterday when I said what I did about 100% cure. That is our test subjects up here with respect to the cure for the coronavirus. I wanted to also update you on what happened yesterday. I had written to the president with respect to now disclosing what I disclosed on your show for the first time yesterday with respect to the cure for the coronavirus. So basically what has happened is that with our test subjects up here, the tests were conducted on the most vulnerable, which is a blood type A positive, seemed to be the most vulnerable to be attacked by this coronavirus in the most severe way, meaning death ensues for those people who have those blood types. Blood type O is the less severe of the four, and then of course blood type B or AB almost doesn't even notice that they have this virus. So that's kind of how we kind of conducted the test. Also, I just wanted to quickly notify your listeners as to the 4 points that was received by the president yesterday by me with respect to the cure, and I can go through them real quick so that your listeners can have the knowledge what the president had yesterday from me, and that's number one, black cumin seed or black seed or black seed oil is an antidote to the deleterious effects of the coronavirus, which must be taken as treatment immediately upon first signs of sore throat for the duration of the illness. That's usually 2 weeks to 3 weeks. The general population should have approximately a pound of black cumin seed on hand per family until the virus runs its course. Patients need to take 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon of black cumin seed chewed properly as needed for the best results, or the equivalent of black cumin seed oil. Number two, patients need to quarantine in EMF-free zones and EMF-free hospitals, as COVID-19 is a bioweapon and inhibits the uptake of oxygen even if black seed is applied. So black seed in itself is not going to guarantee recovery for the most vulnerable. Sheltering in place in an EMF zone will be deadly. So those people who are most vulnerable who have contracted this illness, if they shelter in place in an EMF zone, electromagnetic frequency zone, they will not make it. We talked about that yesterday for the hospitals who are upping their electromagnetic frequencies. EMF zones include anywhere there is cell tower service, cell phones, Wi-Fi modem service, smart meter service, etc. And I do want to explain to your listeners how much I appreciate your program for all the years that you have been harping on the dangers of these devices that are inflicting now so much injury, not only on the population, but now also causing death with these bioweapon-type viruses. And I continue, in order to halt the spread of the coronavirus and curb the mortality from such, turning off the grid for short periods of time is recommended. Number three, patients need to consume immune-boosting substances in addition to taking their black seed and possibly going off grid, running to the mountains, as it were, not running to the hospital right now because the hospitals have increased their electromagnetic frequency usage. You need to go to off-grid places, run to the mountains, take your bag of black seed oil, and run to the mountains if you want to survive this, if you are in the most vulnerable situation.
So okay, Sue, hold it for a second, please. You've said a lot, and I have some questions.
For sure.
Number one, you said up here. Who are we?
Okay.
Who are we that you've experienced this testing with? Who are we?
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to break or?
Yeah, we are. And David in Florida, would you please hold on, and we will get right back to you after bottom of the hour commercials, and I have some short answer questions for Sue Holland, and then we'll be with you, David.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today
you've got your
take my
when you go
to the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're back. Sue Holland's with us. She's calling from Canada. David's on hold. Sue, I have some very quick questions for you. And I'm going to tell our broadcast classroom that I have no information that says that black cumin seed is a cure for coronavirus. I'm going to say that. So, if class, if you want to try this, you're on your own. So you said we up here. Who are we up here who have tested this? How many people have been tested for the cure, as you say, of the coronavirus? How many and who?
Well, I cannot disclose that information.
Okay. I just dropped the call. Now, why did I do that? Because she's making claims and she won't disclose how many or who. And let me tell you this, class. She mentioned an EMF-free zone. There is no such thing. If you are in the civilized world and you have an electric light bulb overhead, there's electromagnetic frequencies coming from it, whether it be an incandescent, a fluorescent, or an LED light bulb. There are overhead satellite communications. There are radio transmission towers or television transmission towers. There are shortwave transmission towers. There's marine. There is military. There's civilian transmissions going on 24/7, 365. There is no such place where you can go to get away from electromagnetic radiation that I know of, except maybe deep underground. David in Florida, welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
I was listening to your show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, I'm glad you called, but please continue.
Okay. I was listening to your show when she called in yesterday, and I got the gist of it. And I am home quarantined. I'm waiting for the results of my test. I'm A positive. I've been deteriorating and taking and writing a diary down of all my what I take for meds, what my O2 levels are, all that stuff. And when I heard what she had to say, I about jumped out of bed because I was listening to it at 3 o'clock in the morning on YouTube. My wife has a degree in environmental science. And in 2006, she was doing private research and was taking air samples at our location. She wanted to record in photographs and video of the results that she was seeing under the microscope. So I interfaced her binocular microscope with a camera adapter, and we used a Sony camera with 6X optical magnification. And we were doing a video of a material that was captured in her air samples. And when an energy field was introduced to that sample, it became active. I sent you a text. I sent you an email. I will discuss this with you offline, off the radio. But I wanted to reinforce what she's saying because I believe that it could be a bio weapon. And I believe it can be triggered by a specific frequency. What do you think?
I think you could be absolutely positively right. Now,
okay.
The reason I disconnected the call with Sue Holland is because she would not give us any specific information. She didn't want to do it yesterday, and she didn't want to do it today. She wanted to talk all around it. And I don't want to give hope to people who might think, this is it. I'm going to be saved by this. And they might not be. Now, if you want to do your own research about black cumin seed, I think that's wonderful. And do I believe that electromagnetic frequencies affect the body? Absolutely. I've been talking about this as long as I've been on the air. I've said that I used to be a computer jockey. I used to be the senior consultant for a computer manufacturing company. I was the senior guy at three of the largest credit card banks in the country developing bleeding with a B, edge technologies. And I know for a fact that electromagnetic frequencies really disrupt the body. And when I built computers for sale out of our company in Virginia, I sent them out to California to be tested by an EMF lab to make sure that I reduced the EMF to the maximum level that would be physically possible. The computers that I manufactured were in an entire enclosure of metal. They were metal within metal to minimize the electromagnetic radiation. I am extremely concerned about it. In the studio right now, I cannot touch the monitors. I cannot reach them. They are too far away. I cannot reach the computers. They are really far away. And I have in our house, when I wired our house, I put a lot of the wiring in conduit, you know, Romex in conduit. Then I painted the walls where the wires were with primer that I mixed in copper dust, copper the consistency of white flour, mixed that in the primer so that I would reflect the electromagnetic radiation from the wires back into the walls. So I'm extremely concerned about this. I've got filters on everything. I've got chokes, I've got capacitors, I've got all kinds of filtration to minimize the electromagnetic radiation, and I have meters to detect it. The microwave oven in our kitchen is in a location where you can hit the button if you want to and run. I am extremely concerned. I have switches to power off everything. When it's not being used, it is turned off. But you can't get away from it completely. It's impossible. I fought the electric company to get rid of the smart meters. I ran four separate times over 5 years to be on the board of directors to allow people to stop the smart meters, and they shut me down. I mean, I fought this every way I knew how. And it's impossible to shut down the businesses that are in the business of using and promoting electromagnetic radiation, like Verizon, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, these television companies, you know, like Dish and Network and so forth. It's impossible. The police love electromagnetic radiation. They love the communications. They love the spying technology. The government loves it. It's everywhere. And the GDP has smartphones everywhere they go, and they won't leave them alone. They won't walk away from their smartphones. It's really serious, and we can't stop it.
Yes. And I've been listening to your show for the last couple of years through YouTube. I listen every night. And I'm an electronic specialist. And boy, could we connect, because I do my own mechanical work, electronics, machine tool, carpentry. You name it, I've been involved in it, love it. So if we could take time off air and talk, wow, we would connect. I will tell you right now that I'm an electronic specialist, and some of the things that I do is I work on circuits that are involved in temperatures above 100 degrees centigrade for extended periods of time, and they're also subjected to shock levels in excess of 50,000 Gs. I build it, test it, and assemble it into instrumentation packages. So I'm not a dummy.
No, you're not. And those are probably on the extremes of what humanity is capable of doing.
And I started out my training as a biomedical electronics tech. And so anyway, I can go on and on about that. I don't want to. I just want to reinforce that she said something that has really sparked an interest in me, and no, she can't say that it's a cure. No, she can't make claims. I agree with that, and she shouldn't be saying that. But she's probably a younger person. I'm 66, and she hasn't lived long enough to understand how to go about doing these type of releases. It can be very difficult because
what she has said is common knowledge. In my circles,
yes.
And in your circles. Okay? There's nothing new about electromagnetic radiation impacting the body. There's nothing new about that. We've known that for a long, long time. We've known that X-rays can kill you from the 1920s. We knew that. So it's I just had a problem with her trying to make some claims that she could not substantiate. And the reason I disconnected the call so quickly is she would not substantiate. She said, we have tested. Who is that? Who are we? Okay? She wouldn't tell us. That, I cannot let that continue. You can't make claims on USA Preparers that are unsubstantiated. You can't do it. I won't allow it. Now, would I love this to be the answer? Would I love the black cumin seed to be the answer? Absolutely. And class, if you want to do your own research, feel free to do that. I can't stop you, and I don't want to tell you that it works, because I don't know. I really don't know if it works. But do I take vitamins, minerals, supplements? Yes. Do I stay away from electromagnetic radiation the best I can? Yes. Do I drive a new car? No. Because if you get in the cabin of a new car and you have a tri-field meter, you better hold on to it tightly, because when that needle swings all the way over to the maximum reading, it might jump out of your hand. New cars are a cavity of electromagnetic radiation. You won't believe it. From the cooling system, the heating system, the computers. Some cars have as many as 100 or more computers, all networked on a bus. Transmission control, suspension control, making sure you have your seatbelt on, reminding you about the turn signals, the fuel system of the engine, the temperature control of the engine, the temperature control of the transmission, the shift points of the transmission, on and on and on. I mean, a lot of devices, let alone the cameras and the sensors for proximity. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. And all of that relates to electromagnetic radiation. David, do you agree or disagree?
I agree wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage her to continue in her research,
mm-hmm.
And to keep it as public as she can.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to you that... as far as effects of electromagnetic radiation are concerned on a human body, just like an antenna, your body resonates at a specific frequency, and the maximum transfer of power is at the frequency at which your body resonates, which just happens to be cell phone frequencies, radar frequencies. If you look at the black cumin that she's talking about, they talk about improving immune deficiency in people by that take it. Now, they can't claim that it does, but isn't it interesting that that's one of the things that they're talking about with the black cumin? And in people that have this virus, if they have an immune deficiency disorder, that's a trigger for this stuff to really do them some damage. And the other thing that I wanted to throw in there is in China, 21 million cell phones went off the air. And people are saying these people died. What if the government of China told the people in the medical community, this is a bioweapon, it's triggered by cell phone frequencies, and if you don't turn them off, this isn't going to stop. What if
That makes absolute sense to me, and we talked about that. We talked about that on this broadcast. If you'd like to hold through the break, you're welcome to do that, David.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow,
But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So as far as the black cumin or black seed oil, it's been used for thousands of years by the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, and we know that it is an immune system booster. So if you talk with Dr. Shealy, he'll tell you that you need to boost your immune system. And he talks about vitamin B, he talks about vitamin C, he talks about astaxanthin. He tells you that you need to boost your immune system. There's no question about it. So for Sue Holland, if you'd like to do something I think would be very productive and get you jump started in this passion of yours, I suggest you call Dr. Norm Shealy and tell him that you called on the air and that you'd be interested in suggesting that he study black seed oil as a treatment or a cure for the coronavirus. And I'm going to give you his number. His office number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri. And so that's Central Time Zone. And give him a call and tell him that you're on the air with me. You can even tell him that I disconnected the call because you would not provide enough information to substantiate your claim. You refused to do it. And you can tell him that I disconnected the call because of that. But I thought that if he thinks, as a medical doctor, that there's something to it, then it's worth studying. And I think there is reason for studying it. And he's the guy to do it because he is the holistic medicine expert in this country. He's internationally known. He is Surgeon of the Year. And he studied and did his internship at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital. He did his training at Duke University, both very well respected. And he's written almost 40 books, real books. So he's a great source for carrying out the study, and I've been a part of many of his studies. And so has Mrs. Finelli. We've done it. So he's the guy, and I gave you the number. So, David, I hear what you're saying. I have no disagreement with anything you said. I believe that many of these conspiracy theories or conspiracy facts are true. But I also believe that we've got to get past it. And the thing to prevent us from getting infected is distance and self-quarantine. Or we can call it lockdown. My farm is on lockdown. We're all on lockdown. So, any other comments, David?
Yes. I would just like to say something about the trigger event. Cell phones may be a frequency that's involved in triggering the virus to become more deadly. And as you have said, you can't block all signals. But if you take cell phone frequencies, you can, in a Faraday cage, put a spectrum analyzer inside the cage and look at a band of frequencies and drop the levels to the point of, you know, really low, below 80 dB, which is almost nothing. But you're right, you can't eliminate it completely. But what if there is a specific energy level that could be used in triggering a virus or triggering an element? Nanotechnology is a perfect example of something that can be triggered using an external energy source, a specific frequency, and output level. If you reduce the output level of the source, it could be dropped below a point in which it is no longer a trigger. And that could be just go outdoors and get away from the Wi-Fi. I mean, it's a very low output signal in a smart meter, in a cell phone. You put distance between that equipment, and you've reduced the output level. Now, if you look at the people that are...
Let's talk about that for...
Sure.
Let's talk about that for just a second, and then we'll go on to the people. If you have a tablet, you know, an iPad or a computer, and you sit in your home and you search for Wi-Fi signals to, you know, hop on, you'll find a whole bunch of them if you live in a neighborhood. You'll find a lot more if you live in the city. Now, I'm not suggesting that you hop on somebody's Wi-Fi and steal their signal. I'm not suggesting that. What I am saying is if your computer can see it, it's bombarding your body. And if you have Wi-Fi in your home or apartment or office, that Wi-Fi signal is stronger than the signals outside of your office or home or apartment. So what you can do, and if you live in an apartment building that has, it's made out of, 2x4s, frame construction, you're getting bombarded by the people above you, below you, left and right, and behind you, okay? So you're probably going to get 20 signals. Well, one thing that you can do is you can reduce your signal to a lower transmission level, lower output. And the way you do that is you go to your computer and you type in the following: 192.168.0.1. And you will find a page that comes up on your screen where you can log in and adjust the power level of your radio. And your radio is the transmitter and receiver of your Wi-Fi box. We'll be right back. David, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. And you probably ought to reduce it from 100% down to 10%. And that will help you. David, did you want to hold?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.